We've been told this story that if you check all the boxes, if you do all these great things, then you will be happy. But why do so many of us still feel unfulfilled?
Welcome to Wealth and Liberty, where we give you the education, tools, and solutions to go from feeling unrewarded to becoming autonomous, with three simple concepts to guide us: identity, self-development, and financial control. Welcome to the first episode of Wealth and Liberty. I will be your host, Scott R. Tucker, and we'll talk about my story a lot over the shows. I'm sure that's kind of the point of me having a podcast, but I'm an Army veteran, West Point graduate back at 9/11, my senior year, and have been on an interesting journey since I left the military. And I went from what I call an unrewarded veteran, in the sense that, you know, not that I needed something. It was just kind of, you know, after all I'd been through, and then I saw so many other veterans, you know, with similar stories or even very different stories, but we all know where we relate, and it's kind of in finding that purpose. And I was unrewarded in the sense of thinking, this is it. That's all. I thought there was going to be more, and it didn't seem like the instructions or the guidance or the pathways we were told to take were leading to anything that I was aspiring to be. And from the people I was learning from and trying to follow, which were the more entrepreneurial types, I recognized I wanted to become an autonomous leader, someone who had control over my time, my day, my money, everything I wanted to do. And so after years of being on this journey to discover some ideas, philosophies, making awesome friends and partners that people will probably have on the show to interview a lot. First and foremost, we're going to start this off with my wife, Jen, who is not only producing the show, but make sure I stay on track and share the relevant information in the topic at hand. But she's a great podcast producer and be helping me get started and stay organized on this. And maybe you can hear my dog Stoogie drinking water. So we'll be all on this journey together. And, you know, as always, please share this with other like-minded people in our community, because there aren't many people talking this way. The traditional approach is get good grades, get a good job, write resumes, go to job fairs, save for retirement, and then die, I guess. And I just found that to be boring. So the first episode here, we'll be kind of talking about, you know, more in detail of some of these things I've hit on right now. And we're just going to expound upon it on these first five episodes as I go into a little more detail about the pillars, you know, who the unrewarded veteran is, who the autonomous leader, you know, who we can be. And we kind of just recorded this on the spot, so unlike you're hearing right now, there's going to be a little bit of an echo because we recorded it in our kitchen. It's the kind of thing you do as entrepreneurs, be spontaneous. But last thing before we get started, Wealth and Liberty, this show is brought to you by U.S. Vet Wealth. And while most financial planners and advisors, agents, representatives, basically salespeople, they're trying to help you plan for retirement, what we do at Vet Wealth is we help you plan for who you want to become. And then more specifically, we help veterans and military families gain that personal autonomy through financial control. So you can learn more by visiting usvetwealth.com. Thanks for listening to our intro here, and hope you enjoy the show. And please make sure to share with your friends and leave us feedback wherever you can find us. Enjoy. Take care. Hey, welcome to the first episode of Wealth and Liberty with Scott Tucker and Jen, the producer.
Yes. So my goal as a producer of the show is to really disappear in the background and make sure that we have Scott shine. Why don't you start with sharing who you are, and we'll get into where the show is inspired from.
So, you know, really, I'm just another veteran who's gotten out of the military and didn't quite figure out what I was supposed to be doing after the military. Got quite bored with it, you know, upset, you know, lost, and chose to find out what this is all about, what I'm supposed to do about it. Stumbled across some new ideas and concepts, shocking that the world isn't what we were told, and realized that there's a lot of people who are kind of out there like me who were being misled down this path of mediocrity, where I definitely felt I was. And I just like the idea of sharing kind of what I'm learning as I go, and want this show to be about that journey. I may be a few steps ahead, a few steps behind, you know, parallel, you know, really doesn't matter. I think there's some cool stuff we're learning. I like the idea of trying to hash out my ideas and philosophy with what I think I know from my experience and the knowledge I've collected, you know, can be unique solutions that allow people to feel more comfortable to enter this new lifestyle and this new world we have. And so that's what's fun for me. That's what I get up every morning for the first time in my life saying, okay, I'm autonomous now, you know, meaning full responsibility, success, failure, whatever. It's all up to me, because I've found an audience who I feel like I'm meant to serve, and that allows me to not waste my time or other people's time trying to serve the wrong people just to sell a product or a service or, you know, have a job or a boss. And I can now focus on ultimately my creativity, my ability to try to add value to others. You know, again, success or failure, but, you know, that's the journey. And that's the skill set development. So many variables and layers beyond that, and teams and people and all that are so important. But that's what I've stumbled into as a way of life. And I know that most aren't, you know, looking down this path. Yet we are living in a time in all of human history that never existed before. This kind of opportunity for anybody. You know, despite what's going on with the coronavirus, in fact, because of it, we're learning how few people are really at that next level of kind of digital skill set awareness and able to take advantage of these types of situations and not be at risk in so many aspects of their life. Usually it has to do with money and finances. So really, what is wealth? Is it being rich? A lot of rich people losing a lot of money and losing their jobs because they had, you know, no identity other than that high paying salary or whatever their bank account was. They weren't developing the skills for the modern times. They're thinking, hey, these certifications and labels that made me look smart or seem like the expert, you know, coming to find out if they didn't grow beyond that, they're kind of left apart. Or if their money, if their finances, if all their benefits aren't focused on a kind of now opportunity and or a shorter term, you know, flexibility, which doesn't have anything to do with the typical retirement plan, stock market, taxes. Like, we're looking at money as a tool to use for opportunity. We got to structure it completely differently. And if you don't tie those things together, if you've got two of them but you're missing one, you know, you don't have the balance to truly gain the independence or the autonomy to do what you want.
Very cool. So why don't we go into talking a little bit about Wealth and Liberty, or the Wealth and Liberty podcast show, and who is this show for? And I think in talking about autonomous leader, talking about who we're ultimately trying to build or who we're ultimately trying to help people become.
We're hoping, we're talking to the people who are aspiring. Because listen, if you just want to get behind somebody else and just follow footsteps, you know, to get to your path in life, to get your food, to be comfortable, cool. Like, that's awesome. We need that help. But if you're finding yourselves in those footsteps and it's uncomfortable, then this is who we're trying to talk to, because that individual especially if we're talking about the veteran, but in general, this is America as a whole, because we've been sold this story of if you check all these boxes, if you do all these great things. And so in the veteran community, it's very unique for us and we're getting all these pats on the backs. But in my case, it was, you know, get good grades in high school, win championships, get trophies, go to West Point, you know, again, do as well as you can in war, and then get out and get a, you know, quote unquote professional career, you know, label, and realize that no matter how much you got paid or how cool the accolades were, you never really had that identity. And we're kind of just like, this is it. I feel so unfulfilled. And I didn't even feel like I was looking for much, but you know, I just felt unrewarded. It's like, I'm not even looking for accolades. I just thought there would be more. And so, well, you know, how do I get then? All right. You know, what is mine? And so that kind of unrewarded veteran, it's the person that's just like, all right, I don't know what I was thinking or expecting such that I would feel this way. Mm-hmm. Like I deserve to be unrewarded.
Right, right.
You know, and so the idea is not to feel pity. It's to accept, I see what happened there. Mm-hmm. I see what they did there. Okay, cool. I'm taking responsibility back for whatever it is I want my reward to be. And it's like, oh, cool. Now it's fulfilling. All right. For me personally, it ain't about a bank account number. It's about this problem I feel I'm seeing, which I'm sure we'll talk about a lot. And I've talked to so many folks about, and I've learned more and been able to massage it and fix it and make mistakes and tweak it. But ultimately, I actually really believe in this. You know, that's an opportunity that allows me to feel like, oh, okay, that's where I feel rewarded. I feel like I've solved a problem. Other people can come in with somebody like me who doesn't know how to implement it quite as well and make it more efficient and, you know, make sure I'm getting, you know, different things taken care of or whatever. Like that can be rewarding for them. And so it doesn't matter, or just noticing, you know, when you have someone like a phone call I had the other day with someone from Veterati where they were just like, after I told them a way to think about their problem, they were just like, wow, that was good. You know, it's just kind of like, I'm not some sort of genius. I just literally read that in a book the other day myself and had my own epiphany. I just now know how to explain it to another veteran. And so it's just, it felt like too few of us were seeking that reward. And once you seek the reward, and what I told myself one day when I was kind of struggling, I just remember said, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm going to go look for it. And then you start to find all those stepping stones along the way. And rather than feeling you need to have this, you know, special degree or extra certification that's going to take years and not be applicable necessarily, you can literally take an idea and start to implement it right away and find results or not. But, you know, that's the world we're living in right now. And that's the ultimate kind of education. And the cool thing is, in the process, you learn almost as on an as needed basis, and you invest as much or as little as you want to do that. But because you're doing it along with your particular needs and discoveries and things you would find out you'd like or don't like, or that interest you or don't interest you along the way, you end up developing your own unique little knowledge, skill set, brand around that. So for me, I kind of have now two unique, you know, personal brand skill sets that honestly I didn't expect to develop. So it was kind of a struggle to tie together, but I have a unique way of being a financial professional, and I have a unique way of being kind of a, you know, online thought leader, you know, on a micro scale, like unintentionally. And there's different systems and strategies that I just kind of, you know, as I was learning and building, all these blocks and pieces came together. Now, the cool thing is I can actually tie those two things together, because ultimately I think that's what creates a brand, which creates the wealth and ultimately the financial control to become what we want. And we just want our autonomy back. That's the reward. The number side of it, like, and how you're applying dollars to meaning, to get that freedom to go, oh my gosh, I get to choose. Like, That's actually the hardest part. And a lot of times it holds us back because the fear to have that much freedom to be like, I want to choose what I'm actually going to do. And I find myself still kind of in a lot of these boxes, you know, based on where you're supposed to live or how you're supposed to communicate with folks, how you're supposed to get paid and all that kind of stuff. So it's a never ending struggle. But every time you have a little breakthrough, it's like, oh, cool. There's a little extra step on my unique path in all of this. And as I learn and kind of just meet people who, for whatever reason, just never heard about using LinkedIn for marketing. You know, they have podcasts, but they never heard about that. I happen to recognize how to explain it to them. Like, that'll change, you know, someone's entire perspective on what they can be doing. That happened to me yesterday. So it's fun. It's like, that wasn't any major piece of knowledge. I didn't have any certifications for it. But at the end of the day, he was having a problem and I solved it. So who cares if I learned about it 2 minutes before him? If it gave him value, that's solving a problem. I didn't need degrees and, you know, websites and all that stuff for that. So that's what we can really be doing for ourselves and each other right now, if we recognize it down to that detail, that that's how easy it is to become more autonomous, find ways to add value to people and learn the skill sets around doing it. The most important jobs in the coming decade are going to come out of thin air. You never even heard the job description. 10 years ago, what was a social media manager? That's a full career now, right? And so what's coming? And then obviously what's going away? Like in, you know, a century ago, when they went big technological innovations, you know, over a third of the jobs just disappeared and changed into other things. So what, that's not going to happen again? So if you're on the forefront of learning these skill sets, and there are so many, literally learning how to podcast, how many people in the coming decade are just going to be like, I need a podcast, I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden you're the one that has that skill set. So, you know, think about, these don't have to be where the internet comes in. Hello, people. These skills don't have to be tangible. You don't have to know how to turn wrenches and widgets anymore. You know, unless the internet goes away, which if that happens, the whole world shuts down, because 98% of the people in the world are like using it on a daily basis. And we're mostly on the side of being the hunted, where if you learn the skills of, you know, actually how to communicate with people on the internet, it could be quite powerful in a way, you know, lucrative, dangerous, of course, if you're a bad person. But if you're a good person, it can be a nice way to communicate with the right types of people and bring value into their lives and be compensated for it in a nice way, or at least in a way that you can live the lifestyle you want, where something like a coronavirus doesn't really affect you. You know, if you had, you know, complete financial autonomy and control, which I don't yet, like, this is going to be part of the journey of this podcast, I think, telling the story of maybe what I wish I was at financially, where maybe 2 months ago we could have just gone down to the mountains of Mexico or something without any worry. Like, not there yet, but I, you know, I see why I wish I was.
Hope you enjoyed today's show. Here's what you can expect on the next episode of Wealth and Liberty.
Very cool. But, so you have shared a couple of ideas of what it would take to aspire to be an autonomous leader. And with Wealth and Liberty, we have three pillars on what we believe can help you aspire to be an autonomous leader. Let's go through those three pillars.
Thanks for listening to Wealth and Liberty and choosing to learn how to live an autonomous life. Please leave us a review on iTunes and share the show with a friend who you know needs to hear this message. Remember to subscribe at wealthandliberty.us and connect with me, Scott R. Tucker, on LinkedIn.